So during adoration, let Jesus tell you in a very loving way that for him, for God, you are very precious, that you are unique, that you are a wonder. And if you feel in your heart some wounds that might be very precise wounds, like historical wounds that you got in such circumstances, if you feel those wounds that prevent you from believing deeply that you're a wonder, then let Jesus touch your heart so that he can take those wounds. Not that he will remove the wounds. He won't remove the wounds. But what will he do? He will transform your wounds as his own wounds has been transformed. When he appeared after his resurrection, he had still his wounds, but it was glorious wounds, sources of light. And our wounds now might be sources of bitterness, of sadness. All those wounds that we've got so far might be reasons for darkness, maybe for sins also. But let Jesus, during the adoration, let Jesus touch your wounds. Let him touch you. His body is here. Let him touch you. And you will give to him those wounds. You will talk to him about those circumstances. You can talk to him about the negative opinion you have of yourself. For any reason, you have those negative thoughts about yourself. Talk to Jesus about that. Let him know about it. Not that he doesn't know yet, but he likes to hear that from yourself. He likes to have a conversation with you about the true things of your life, about those things that are very deep in your heart. Maybe that nobody else heard from your mouth, that has been kept secret so far, because maybe you're ashamed of that, or maybe you're too shy to share that with anybody, or maybe it is too painful to share that so far. So share that with Jesus and get busy with Jesus. Keep busy with Jesus about that, and he will come and with his body and touch you. Our Lady is asking in her message that we fall in love with the most holy sacrament on the altar, which means during this retreat, we will fall in love with the living Jesus, not a dead sort of, you see, man that he's very, you see, no, he's alive. And if he's alive, he's able to save me today. He's able to heal me today. And he will transform my wounds that might give bitterness today. Instead of spreading bitterness in my life or sadness in my, or even despair in my life, those wounds will become like his wounds and they will spread light. They will spread love, and they will spread healing on others. But I have to talk to Jesus about that. I have to see all those things with Jesus very intimately, very precisely, very deeply during adoration. His body will meet my heart. And whatever is needed for my life, he knows, and he will visit me in a very deep way and heal me in a very deep way. I just have to open myself. And I remember when Our Lady spoke about the young people in Medjugorje, she said, "Dear young people, never forget that God is your greatest friend. Never forget that God is your greatest friend." And we'll go to Jesus tonight already. As we go to our greatest friend, we will open to him as we open to our greatest friend, with the only difference that he's God and he knows us much better than knows us our greatest friend. And he knows also things that we have forgotten, things what happened, which happened when we were in the womb, and that might have hurt us also. Or when we were about 1 year old or 2 years old or 3 years old, and we might have forgotten, and that have left some wounds within us. He knows all of those circumstances. And when he visits us to touch us and to heal us, he does the whole job, you see. He doesn't miss anything. We just have to open. And I like how Our Lady has pictures to explain how we can open. Recently, I spoke to Yelena. She's a young girl who has inner locutions in Medjugorje. And I asked her, what does Our Lady tell you these last days? And she told me, open your heart to God as a spring rose open to the sun. And have you already seen a spring rose? After the winter, a rose is a little tight like this because of the cold. So when the sun of spring comes, then it becomes slowly, slowly, with the confidence, with the sort of heat that comes, slowly, slowly that rose will open, 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 and get all the rays of the sun to breathe and to expose its beauty and to develop and to flourish and to become a magnificent rose.